What happened actually at Mumbai, in fact, with the arrest of Srisanth and Chandila and Chavan is extremely sad for the game of cricket, not just IPL. I don't know why everybody keeps saying IPL is tarnished or the brand is damaged. It rips apart the soul of the game itself. Don't forget that Srisanth is played for India, not just in whites, but being part of two World Cup winning teams. He's a young man, still had a future. Now, why would he actually sell his entire conscience, put his entire future at stake for a couple of lakhs, even if it came cheap by bowling one bad over? The truth is that we are going to waste a lot of our time over the coming days on hanging people or, just kind of talking drastic stuff, but finally doing nothing. End of day, we should not allow this to become just another episode in our match-fixing saga and let cricket take nosedives periodically. If you look at it, last year when the Nupur Mehta scandal blew up, we did nothing. We have generally carried an attitude in the Indian cricket administration that Indian players are holy cows and that all the problems actually happen with our neighbor across the border. But we should have learned, after all, the case of a former Indian captain and a very, very popular all-rounder is not too far away in distant memory. So going forward, what do we need to do? And I think that's what we need to focus on. Be constructive, be proactive, look at solutions. If you have a headache, you don't cut the head off. So I do believe that terminating IPL is not an option. IPL has found an audience. We need to celebrate what the young people like as well. I do believe its shelf life is too long, but nevertheless, a couple of my suggestions to make IPL stronger going forward, making it more transparent and worthwhile. Hopefully, we will try and minimize the damage that it has already caused. At the beginning, I'll like to be very upfront. There is a caveat. Human greed has no rationale. There are going to be people who will beat the system. There will always be a crook. There will always be a cheat. There will always be a fraud. Accept it. And once you accept it, then you have to create systems, rules and regulations, a whole culture that inhibits or prohibits people who can try and mastermind a fraud. So some of my suggestions in brief, we can discuss it at some other point in detail. Number one, the BCCI or the IPL Governing Council should make all sports agents accredited. Number two, make all players disclose their financial assets so that we know how they change year to year. Third, we need to constantly educate young people, in particular young cricketers, in terms of ethics and integrity. Number four, create an independent anti-corruption unit that does not report to the BCCI but to some ombudsman and actually can investigate any cricketer whenever they want. Number five, reduce the differential between IPL and official monies. I believe that the official payments made to cricketers is very low, which is why IPL becomes very attractive, because some people might say, I don't want to play the official game, I'd rather play IPL and get richer. Number six is create a harsh penalty system that if convicted, if found guilty, there will be a life ban. If not a life ban, it will be so severe that, it will virtually make sure that the cricketer doesn't get a chance to regroup or resurrect his career. I think people respond when the punishment is harsher. And last but not the least, amongst a whole laundry list of changes we can make, do surprise inspections. You should spare nobody here, not even the famous names, not even the big daddies of cricket, not even the most popular superstars. Investigate, do surprise inspections. You'll be, I think you should keep everybody on their toes. And I think, if we can just try a combination of these steps, we will send the right signals. But for all this to happen, first and foremost, the BCCI and IPL itself needs to look in its own conscience and get its house in order. Thank you.